live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That was the wonderful Morgan Way, their new single, Wait For Me. And I'm very pleased that I have two of Morgan Way. Nikki and SJ from Morgan Way are here to talk about all things tour and new music. Hello to you both.
Hello. Hi.
Now, it's so lovely, one thing, to see you back in the studio. But in two senses, back in here. But also, you've been recording music over the last, what, year or so?
Yes, since the lockdown started, really.
Okay.
Because we were just kind of gigging consistently, like, all the time. And then when the lockdown hit, it was like, right, let's
we can't do many
gigs.
Let's
get in the studio. Let's just start recording some songs. And it was a nice time to kind of write. And that's why we've called our new album Back to Zero, because it really felt like a, you know, reset on everything. You know, musically as well as life. Wouldn't you say, Bab?
Sure. I mean,
you looked very surprised then.
At first it was kind of nice not to do so many gigs, to be honest, because we were just doing everything, weren't we? Which was amazing, but I didn't realise till we stopped that, oh my goodness, actually it's kind of nice to be able to sleep at normal hours and stuff and have the headspace to write some new stuff.
Yeah,
and that's when Wait For Me was...
I guess the thing was not knowing how long it was going to be. I mean, we all thought, oh, we have a few weeks off, didn't we? And then it would all be over and we'd all be back to normal.
We had a tour.
It was a novelty at first.
We had a tour booked for like the autumn of 2020 and then maybe it was Feb.
We just got away with our tour.
We were so lucky. And then we had another one that autumn.
And you thought, oh, that's ages
away.
We were like, it'll be fine.
And then we ended up, you know, postponing that for like 2 years.
Yeah, I remember we had a festival book, End of the Road Festival, which is September. And I kept saying, it's going to go ahead. It's going to go ahead. And you're watching getting close and like, it's not going to go ahead, is it? It's not going to go ahead. So that year had you written stuff before lockdown, ready to record? So you're like, oh good, we've got the space. Or did you write during lockdown or both?
Both. But I think it was a really nice kind of time to really, like, the pressure was off. Because nothing was going ahead, no gigs were happening, so it was nice to have the kind of the chilled vibe of like, okay, let's just see what happens and let's sit down and
write.
So
you found that okay? Because I know some people struggled with it, you know, finding that in amongst, because you were allowed to sort of do nothing, you think, oh, hang on, but you found it was good, so that was really good.
Yeah, I think I remember when, like, we could meet up outside, when we finished.
No, it's mad,
like, Wait
isn't it?
For Me.
In my garden, on a picnic blanket.
Yeah. In, like, a really nice summer's day, and we were like, wait for me!
Yeah, it's turned out, like, way more dramatic than it should have been for the setting, but we obviously had some emotions to release.
Oh, definitely. And you can hear that in the sinks, the single, can't you? You can. It's brilliant. I mean, never say that you don't give 100% to every track that you do. I mean, they're always such big power. I mean, no, you do have some quieter ones, but, you know, they are full of energy.
Exhausting.
I was about to say. So we did briefly think about whether we'd do something live this morning, but we thought it was too tiring to, you know, and also we haven't got the rest of the band, which obviously makes it fuller. This early in the morning to get you singing and playing would probably be, you know, you'd be lying on the floor afterwards, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's been done, but we'd have to go for a nap probably afterwards.
And I probably would have had to feed you a bit more coffee before you started.
Well, yeah, I think when we played Country to Country Festival at the O2 last spring, we were on tour at the time and our set was like a 10:40 in the morning on a Sunday, and we were like, okay, we'll try and make it, like, is anyone else gonna be there?
We've got an audience.
We got to the O2 and we were literally like queuing up to, like, you know, as the bar was opening, we were like, we need a beer for this. We need to try and get in some kind of zone.
Yeah, some sort of
we did have some
gig vibe.
But then that was also the gig where I got my earring stuck to my chin rest of my violin.
Oh.
And you cut your hand open on your tambourine.
Oh
yeah,
these violent instruments you're playing. Who knew you need a health warning for a violin and a tambourine? That's not usually the extreme sports that we think they are.
Oh yeah, there's many injuries that occur.
I was
going to
say you feel like you're you came back from, was it last year that your leg broke? Your leg broke.
Your leg broke.
It just broke on its
own. Yeah, broke the.
You managed to trip over a curb.
Well, I didn't even trip. I was doing a social media post for the band.
Of course,
we had a gig in Brum, in Birmingham, Nikki's hometown.
Yeah.
Whoop whoop. And I was doing a social media post as I was walking to the venue to catch the support act, and I just didn't see this curb. And yeah. Yeah. Anyway, a year later, I'm still recovering from it. Yeah. And we're going back to the same venue this April.
Well, you'll
be staying
Nikki,
inside.
You keep hold of her phone. Don't let her go anywhere near that phone.
She's staying in the green room. I'll bring you snacks and beers, but you're staying.
So tell us about this new album. So the new album is Back to Zero. Is the album out now?
No, so it's coming out May 5th.
Oh, very good. But you're bringing out some singles?
Yes.
In between. So we've had Wait For Me. Are we having any more singles before the album?
Yes.
Okay. Am I allowed to say anything about them? No.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Let's tell us
about them then.
Yeah. We mentioned it the other day as well, so I feel like the cat's out of the bag.
Okay.
I
should have probably checked that before I asked you that on air, but...
Oh, I never know what...
No.
Yeah. Are we talking about
World?
It's
hard to keep up.
A bit late if you're not.
We've been deep in bandmen mode.
Yes,
getting ready for this tour and getting everything sorted and for all the releases and stuff. There's so much work that goes on behind the scenes with releasing music. It can get a bit overwhelming. But with the six of us, we all have our little roles to play, which is great. Because if it was all just one person, it would be.
It's good that you'll take, because not like one per. I hadn't realised that, because sometimes bands, someone is designated for doing this, that, and the other, and the rest of the band get away with it lightly. But
I think that's probably more normal. But we've just struck absolute gold with our everyone in the band. Like Brockle, our keys player, loves spreadsheets.
Yes,
and doing the account. I don't know if he loves doing the accounts, but he does it extremely well.
He signed off an email to me yesterday, saying Brockle calculator.
He loves it.
And it's so great because
he needs to be
in
every band. I'd like him for my account.
Yeah. No one wants to do the accounts. That's the boring bit, but he loves it.
So with the album, it's ready to go?
Yes. So we finished it 2021.
Oh,
and
crikey,
then
okay.
It got mixed last year, but it took a long time because, so many artists were getting their lockdown music.
Of course. So you had a bit of a backlog for the studio.
But speaking of lockdown, that's the next song is kind of about that whole time of life, because it's called World Stop Running.
Right.
But it is kind of, it's like a bittersweet song because it's very jolly, wouldn't you say?
It's
jolly,
really,
but then
happy.
Listen to the lyrics type of thing. And so, when's that coming out then?
That's going to be coming out in March.
Okay, so I'll look forward to hearing that.
I don't know the date of it exactly.
We'll be playing that on here, I'm sure.
We'll be announcing that soon.
Good, good. And so tell us some more about... So the album comes out in May, but you're touring, aren't you? You've got your tour is already... we've got lots of it planned already. When is that and where is it?
So we are going on tour in April, and we are going all over the country, which is very exciting. And
any near here?
Norwich would be the nearest one.
Because you did play at the Junction quite recently, haven't you? Which was brilliant, I must say. That was a great night.
Oh, that was so fun.
Was that just before Christmas? It's hard.
That was our last gig of. Yeah. That was our last gig actually altogether.
Okay.
Because we had an acoustic gig at the Green Note in London last week. And that was our first of the year, just to kind of
get into
remember how to play together again. It was good fun, but
did you say that was a secret gig? Is that people just turn up and see what's going to happen?
It was Talent Bank, who are this gig agency in London mainly. They're based,
they're really supportive of young new musicians.
Brilliant.
Get them out there.
And Ray Jones, the guy who kind of runs it, is just such a character. Everyone knows Ray, can't not know Ray. And they've supported us for years and years. And he does these amazing introductions for us, so much so that sometimes it's like, how do we follow that?
He's going to be disappointing.
And he always says things like, you know, these guys belong at Madison Square Garden, I'm going to buy everyone's airfare. He kind of shouts on the mic and gets everyone going. And so the gig was called Road to Madison Square Garden. So people that had been to our gigs with Talent Bank before in London kind of
guessed what was going to be us.
Yes, so yes, it was a lovely, like, warm crowd of like proper fans, which was really nice. Yeah.
So before we play Back to Zero and say goodbye, just tell us about the gig or how people can get information about yourselves and like the album and everything.
Everything is on our website, morganway.co.uk, and our tour dates will be there in April. We're also going on tour a little bit with Els Bailey in March.
Wonderful.
Just acoustically, that'll be me and Kieran, but full band, April. And London and Norwich are probably the
London
nearest.
Norwich, if people want to do it. And hopefully you'll be back in Cambridge or aroundabouts.
Soon enough. Nikki and I and Kieran, we are actually playing a gig at the Blue Moon.
I love how she always slips these things in after.
I know.
At least we've got it before we finished the interview.
I'm sorry. I didn't realise we're coming to the end. No, it's next Friday on the 24th. It's a Love the Pig night.
Oh, nice.
So it'll be run by
Justine. Next Friday. Yeah. At the Blue Moon.
Yeah, the Flying Pig.
Yes. I still feel that, you know, that something's going to come back there one day.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else you would like to cover, though, before we play the track?
That we have the wonderful Alyssa Bonigura on support for our tour, which we're super excited
about.
Brilliant.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's even better. So, more information on Morgan Way, morganway.co.uk.
Yeah.
And new album out in May, but touring in April.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, SJ and Nikki.
Thank you.
And we are going to play Back to Zero, which is from the album.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be the next single.
No, we actually brought it out last year.
Oh yeah. I thought I'd heard it. When you said the album's called Back to Zero, then I was confused. I thought maybe I dreamt it. Had a permission. But yes, so great. So this is out for people to get now. Brilliant.
Yes,
so Back to Zero. Thank you very much, Zubo.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.